At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Wednesday afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny on November 12th, 2025. You are listening live to The Fan. We'll take you all the way up to 6:30, and we've got Caps tickets we're giving away at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz for somebody to go see the local hockey team. Looking forward to talking to Robert Mays, one of our favorite NFL guests from The Athletic. He's on the show today at 5 o'clock. Danny, how was your day off?
Fantastic. Got a lot done. Like, honestly, productive. Weird when that happens. It's like you all these things that you want to do and need to do, and there's some time to do it because the kids were home, and it was fine because I was home too. See, that's when it doesn't line up. That's when your pal old Fanny Mouye gets a little pissed off, little hot under the collar. When they're home and I'm not, it's bad. I was home. We're all good. Great day.
I understand why people like staycations after yesterday.
Yeah.
As someone who only really takes off from work when I'm sick and don't really have a choice, and rarely takes off from work, not a big vacation guy, don't like beaches, like talking about sports. I'm here a lot. Don't really like not working. I'm one of those guys, I'm not going to be good at retiring, Danny. I just want to keep chopping wood. Give me the axe. Tell me where the wood is. I want to swing it.
At the Sunrise Retirement Home, Grant's doing a podcast.
I found myself last night with the batteries recharged a little bit, excited to get back in here in studio with the lads to talk about sport. I understand why people like to take days off. I get it. I played so much hockey in the basement with my kid, too. I don't know how my wife does it, the staying at home all day with kids thing. It's so exhausting.
Yeah.
I was more...
It's relentless, isn't it?
I was so tired at the end of the day yesterday. I was like, now I get why you go to bed at 8:51 a lot of nights. That is a long day. Stay-at-home moms, you guys are winners.
I'll look up after just playing with our baby, who's now almost 10 months. And I'll go, God, I've been doing this for 6 hours and it's been like 14 minutes.
Right.
And I go, I have no energy left. I have no mental capacity left. I can't help. And it's like, imagine doing that 75,000 times that every single day. It's exhausting.
Couple of things I want to get to before we get into the Commanders, who are in Madrid, Spain, getting ready for the Dolphins today. First, shout out to the Capitals. Huge win last night. Had to have it in Raleigh. They get a 4-1 win, 8-7-1 on the season. I do think this Pierre-Luc Dubois injury that they have to overcome is going to be a disaster for them. But to get goals last night from Brandon Duhaime, Dylan Strome, Jacob Chychrun in order, and then eventually Ovi in an empty net situation at the end of the game to beat their arch rivals from Carolina, who were 11-4 on the season, and to kind of manhandle them, style of play, shots on net, dictating terms start to finish on the road. That was the best win of their season, and the Wolves were at the doors a little bit. You're starting to get nervous about how they're playing, the losses piling up, the injuries they're dealing with, but a game like that gives you a little hope that maybe they could get right. And some of the young guys that have to play really well, like Ethan Frank had his best game of the season. Some guys really showed up, so gives you a little bit of a gleam that maybe they can turn things around early this season.
That was an important one, because there were stretches in that game where Carolina looked like the Carolina that I remember from the playoffs, where, now I'm not talking about like throwing pucks to the net, but it's that you can't get out of your zone. You can't breathe. You can't execute a simple pass because we are there. We are buzzing around, relentless energy, constantly forcing turnovers and rushes. And you, next thing you know, you've been out there for like a 3.5 minute shift, numbers approximate. And they withstood all that. They withstood those barrages and looked like that competent team that you feel like is going to be okay. I thought that was an important win last night.
Yeah, you didn't see much of that last night, I don't think, but maybe for a few minutes in the second period. But yeah, it was a dominant effort for the Capitals last evening as they get the 3-goal win on the road. And then the Nationals, Danny, hired a pitching coach yesterday. And if there's such a thing as getting younger and younger when your first hire is a 35-year-old president of baseball operations, and you go, wow, that's a young hire, then he hires a 33-year-old manager. They have now hired a 30-year-old pitching coach. This is like one of those word problems in school back in the day. If so facto, how old will their first base coach be? 27. And then their third base coach, 24. Like, do you get to your assistant hitting coach being 19 at a local high school right now, like Madison with the Warhawks? Pudge Jorman's new star player or something.
They got a sophomore in high school that's pretty good at putting bat to ball, but really good at teaching kids.
I am excited. Everyone says, oh, you're just happy that these guys are young. Partially, yes, because young typically is synonymous with forethinking and out of the box and analytical and data driven and not baseball old guard, which they've tried and had a lot of around here for a long time. But it's really not just about the age. This 30-year-old pitching coach comes over from the Reds organization where he was the assistant pitching coach. He has been an instructor in the Dominican. He has worked at Driveline, which is kind of the, you know, baseball laboratory that every team has guys going to in the offseason to find velocity and rework themselves and build pitches in laboratory. Like, they are really leaning into the R&D with some of these hires and really leading into player development. So color me excited. But Hobo, 35.
Yep.
Manager, 33. Pitching coach, 30. There will not be a younger organization in the sport.
No, and they're clearly leaning into that. So, but, I mean, age doesn't necessarily equate to wisdom or competence. Young doesn't necessarily equate to genius. It just, you know, we don't know yet. Obviously, the proof will be in the pudding, but the philosophy behind that, I'm with you. It typically stands for X. It's the same thing we're talking about with the football team. Just because you're old doesn't mean you're going to get hurt. But there's a bigger correlation. The bigger correlation here is if you came up in a different era where, you know, the old guard's like, take two and hit to right, or let's sacrifice bunt here in the first inning, see if we can play for a run. The new guard was raised in this environment of stats governing everything, and exit velocity and barrel rate and hard hit percentage, and they've lived in this world their entire lives. It's like my son is better at doing everything on his computer at 12 years old than I am because he's never had life without it. For me, I have to learn every time there's a new update or whatever. He's lived in these updates. Like, it's his whole life. So that's the philosophy.
Well, for me, it's even more simple. It's people in this organization didn't say Driveline the last several years, let alone think about hiring a guy who worked there before he got into baseball, right? And it's just it's a vast departure from how they have operated, and it's what a lot of people wanted more of in the org. Are they going to lean too far into it? Are they going to leave some of the baseball stuff that is necessary too, some of the scouting stuff that you need to give a seat at the table on the outside of the boardroom? I don't know. We'll see. But I'll tell you that Toboni says the right things. He talks about wanting, you know, old school baseball people in the organization as well. He played, Butera played in college, and I think that's going to help for sure. It's not that they're just, you know, hiring button-touching nerds who are wearing pocket protectors to be their pitching coach. I don't think that's the way this is going to go. Well, let's get into the Commanders who are in Madrid. I find myself, now that everybody's actually overseas, jealous.
Mm.
Of the people that are enjoying the culture of Spain this week. You know, I had no interest in going to Spain.
Right.
It's the going that I wasn't interested in.
Right.
the being
in is good for you.
So interesting.
But there's a matter of,
if there's a button I could touch and just be there, I'm going to be there. And I get that that's not how this works. It's like saying, I want the money, but I don't want to work. You got to work to get the paycheck. I'm basically telling you, Danny, I want to collect the paycheck after the 2 weeks without putting in the work. But the being there part, now I'm jealous. The seeing everyone getting on a plane and telling me they slept for 1 hour because they're on a plane for 6.5 hours over water the entire time, way less interesting.
That's not for you.
But the boys have made it. We're going to talk to Robbie Anderson today, the Commanders wide receiver, will be on the show during the Beltway Blitz in our 4 o'clock segment. We'll check in with him on how travel went and how practices are going. But they did a full workout today as if it was a Wednesday at the facility. I'm assuming on light sleep, a lot of families, a lot of wives made the trip from what I've seen on social, and there's going to be some downtime where they can experience some culture. But this is definitely a business trip, a bonding trip, according to Dan Quinn.
That's cool. Honestly, like, I'm glad for the younger players getting that experience. It's, again, I'm kind of going, they're all saying the right things, and there's not much they can say that's going to satisfy me because they're 3-7 and they've been outscored by 1,000,000 points over their last handful of games. And I care about that so much more than if they got to, you know, go to like a cool town square or visit a neat church or see some art. But for the young players going through this, I actually think it's kind of a cool experience, right? I mean, I think of Bill, who we have on our show, who's never been out of the country before, had to get his passport for this. Stuff like that's cool. That's like grow up in a hurry type stuff. You know what I mean? Where like this is not your coddled go from college football to pro football where everything's managed for you. Now you are doing like citizen of the world stuff and open your eyes a little bit bigger. You know, stuff like that's neat.
It would be more cool if they hadn't been outgained by 1,800 yards and outscored by 154 points.
This is kind of the point, yeah.
In their last four games. They could easily be 6-4, 7-3 right now and playing a Dolphins team they're 6-point favorites over. And coming back here, maybe 8-3 for a stretch run, they're going to get to the playoffs for a second straight year for the first time since the early 90s. Like that is allowed too. It just didn't work out that way with all of their injuries. But the big news of the day while we were out yesterday was that via Daron Payne's social media, we got some clarification on what led up to Payne punching Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions. You'll remember that in the locker room after the game, Javon Kinlaw said that St. Brown hit Payne first, something that I took great issue with. I know you were annoyed by because it sounded like loser talk. It sounded like a guy whose friend had just done something dumb defending the dumb thing that his friend had done because that's exactly what it was. But this was Kinlaw in the locker room after the game.
Daron only retaliated because the refs literally saw the first punch. You know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him for the way he reacted, you know. And tempers got to flying. I mean, it is what it is. It's a physical game. Shit happens. But on my end, I just got to be smarter in certain situations and protect the team.
You saw St. Brown hit Daron?
Yeah, for sure. And they did too. Some bullshit. 100%.
So the last part there is actually true. The video came out. Payne posted it to his own Instagram. It shows him and St. Brown jawing and him shove St. Brown in the chest. St. Brown shoves him back. Payne kind of squares up on him. And right in front of an official, Amon-Ra St. Brown punches him right in the face mask. Closed fist. Official sees it, is watching them, comes in and separates them. And then two plays later is when Daron Payne actually went up to after the touchdown Amon-Ra St. Brown and did what was basically a boxing level hook. Like, his punch a lot bigger with, more of a premeditated wind-up, if you will, to Amon-Ra St. Brown. But what Javon Kinlaw said was actually accurate. This was St. Brown talking about the incident on his podcast with his brother, what led up to the punch, and acknowledging that he had hit Payne first.
This whole thing stemmed two plays ago. So, two plays before that, I'm blocking, I believe it's number 20. It's like backside run. I'm cut off. I'm blocking him. He's low-key driving me. He got under me. He's driving me all the way back into the pile. Like the play is kind of dead and he drives me down. Boom. So now I'm on my back. He's on top of me. I mean, good play by him. He caught me off balance. So he drove me down. I'm on my back. He's on top of me. Boom. I get up and, you know, he's talking to me, whatever. I wasn't even saying much. And Payne comes out and bumps me. I'm like, what the f-? So I hit him. And then he starts talking shit. And then I hit him again, and I accidentally hit him in the face. I didn't even mean to, you know, jab him in the face. I just mean to like push him off. And I so happened to hit him in the face. And at that point I was like, damn, like I shouldn't have done that. Like probably, you know, probably flag, whatever. Ref was standing right there. He didn't throw the flag. So that's that. After I do that though, he grabs my.
So that's St. Brown. He goes on to say, you know, after that, they get together. Two plays later, he comes up and he punches him in the face. So it's true when Kinlaw says that Payne didn't get hit first. If that's your win, Commanders fans, see, I told you so. He was just reacting as if he's not the 1 millionth guy to ever be flagged after someone does something first and you react. As if there weren't multiple plays for you to get back within your mental health and your headspace to lock back in. Yes, two plays earlier, Amon-Ra St. Brown hit him in front of an official. Probably should have been a penalty. It wasn't. And that led up to the punch. Everybody happy now? Is that what we do? Now we claim victory? That he should be in trouble too? He did it first. He did it first. See, the video shows he did it first. Is that what we want?
Very strange to me that this is the, we got him. If this had happened tete-a-tete, if this had happened in real time where Amon-Ra St. Brown punches Daron Payne and he'd responded in the moment, I think I'd be a lot more sympathetic. Because even as it is, I understand in the heat of play and you know the as stuff goes on in this incredibly physical game where you're getting in a car wreck 70 times, you emotionally reacting. If you emotionally react in the moment, let's have offsetting penalties. I agree with you that St. Brown should be flagged, probably should be fined, right? Don't punch people in the face. I have a very simple way of going about it where we just don't punch each other. And I think that's a great place to start, right? So he should absolutely be penalized, and I'm hoping maybe a fine comes out after this. Even he's admitted it right there on video, so there's no room for interpretation. He did it. Punched him in the face. Something should have happened. The fact that it's multiple plays later, after the touchdown, shows that this wasn't heat of the battle anymore. It was this is more important to me to get even with the guy that's quite literally half my size. And for whatever purpose, whatever the upside there is, whatever the reason you go up to Amon-Ra St. Brown and take a swing at him, congratulations. You got what you wanted. You get what you deserved. I have 0000 empathy, sympathy, et cetera, for Daron Payne because of when it happened. Again, if you're doing it in real time, if somebody punches you, you naturally react in some way. You push them back, punch them back, whatever normal. That's human beings. I get that. That was not. So St. Brown should have been flagged and should be penalized. I'm 100% with that. Daron Payne should be suspended for swinging multiple plays later.
And he was suspended one game, and he didn't get to go to Madrid. And now the Commanders' defense, going through one of its worst stretches in team history, trying to get right against a team led by a back who went for 200 all-purpose yards last week against another fledgling defense, is going to have a really hard time fixing itself and playing at a high level without its best player. Because I think Daron Payne, this football season, has probably been Washington's best defender. And is their highest paid defender. Yeah, it's simple to me. It's loser talk to pretend as though him doing this two plays earlier is a good reason for you to do it two plays later. If you want to have the conversation that a flag should have been thrown on him, sure, I'll agree to that. Absolutely. That he should be fined as well. Cool. You think he should be suspended for that? I would say no. It's kind of it's not quite the same thing as Payne walking up middle of the ring, so to speak, squaring off and trying to drop him with a right hook. It's more of we're exchanging shoves, and I kind of take a quick, look like maybe, you know, close hand, open hand, not sure, at the face mask. But even if you want to say any kind of punch, anything that looks like a punch, one game suspension, he should be suspended too. Whatever, don't care, sure, fine, suspend him. None of it changes how I feel about the post-game interactions of Kinlaw and others, where they, rather than taking the decision to swing and get ejected to task, endorsed it. Said, I didn't have a problem with what he did because he got hit first. Loser talk. Still loser talk after seeing that video.
Exceptionally loser. So remember, the sequence is, so it's minutes of real time. Not just game time, where it's about 2 minutes apart, but real time in terms of, now it's 1-1000, 2-1000. The referee's setting everything up. We have an offsides, and Javon Kinlaw then proceeds to get in Jared Goff's face. That's the loseriest thing that's happened in the entire sequence, by the way. Then The touchdown happens.
Well, he claps in his face after on the play where he's flagged for jumping off sides. And Goff says, based on what he told the local radio in Detroit, why are you in my face clapping? You're offsides. And he's like, yeah, I was. Yeah, I was.
That's right.
He keeps clapping in his face.
Great, great Duke front clap there. Touchdown happens. Again, you've just been beaten. And now you go find the player to take a swing at him. That's the loseriest sequence of the season for those two guys. Congratulations. You're the king losers.
Did you see that Mike Florio talked to someone at the league?
Yeah.
About why Kinlaw wasn't ejected? Because he hit an official, yeah. Maybe even inadvertently, I don't know. I'm assuming he's a pretty good dude.
I've seen guys ejected for less.
Absolutely. And the league said they didn't want to eject two players at the same position on back-to-back plays. So because they're down three touchdowns, because they play the same position, because they had just thrown out the guy that lines up next to him, they essentially take pity on Kinlaw and they're like, we're not going to eject you two. But can you imagine how embarrassing that would have been? Right after turning on that microphone, number 94 has been ejected. One play later, number 99 has been ejected. And both of your D-tackles are meeting in the locker room like the Bash Brothers and Mighty Ducks getting ready for the shower. They could both be in the shower. Well, that sounds weird at the same time. But you get what I'm saying is that they could both have been ejected from the football game.
Yes.
And in different areas of the shower at the same time.
Potentially. And probably should have happened, to be honest with you.
The entire sequence was undisciplined and unruly.
Yep.
It was just a absolute...
It's an embarrassment is what it is, as far as I'm concerned.
Shameful. Yeah, as a fan, I felt shame. Embarrassment's the better word, but it was so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. And to see fans going, ha-ha, we've got the proof. Acquit. You know, this guy is innocent of all charges. No.
So you're telling me the player that was winning by multiple touchdowns, three at that point.
Three of them.
Was chirping you? I got news about some of the other hard stuff that might be coming down the pike in terms of football. Oh, man. God forbid there's a loose ball and someone's at the bottom of the pile. Yeah, these guys face a lot more difficult than the 5'8", 170-pound receiver saying, you know, leave me alone or whatever he's saying to him. Like, premeditated, go up to him after a touchdown and swing at him, eject, and suspend. That is correct.
What'd you guys think of the Amon-Ra St. Brown video punching Daron Payne? Does it change how you feel at all? 800-636-1067. You want to jump in. Next, I want to get to the Giants firing Brian Daboll. They did it on Monday. We got a quick reacts on our show. Didn't get too deep into it. What's next for them? Could Cliff Kingsbury factor into the coaching search for New York? Is that a job he'd be interested in? You're listening to Grant and Danny.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At 4 o'clock, we're giving away Capitals tickets on Grant and Danny. At 5 o'clock, we'll go around the NFL with Robert Mays of The Athletic. Love him. He's a high-energy, good, and insightful football guest. When we get into the Giants firing Brian Daboll in just a moment, but let's hit the phones first, get your reactions. There is video out. Daron Payne, via social media, disseminating this for people to see. He got hit first, and there are Commanders fans kind of doing a victory lap, saying, see? He shouldn't have been in trouble. He shouldn't have been suspended. I think that's incorrect. But if it's as simple as saying Amon-Ra St. Brown should have been sent to his room too, I guess while I don't really care that much about the kid down the street, as my dad would tell me when I would say after failing a test, so did Jeff or Ben, sure, he should be in trouble too. Is that the victory we're looking for? JoJo's in Maryland. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
First off, like, I'm 37, so I'm around you guys' age a little bit. But I got to start off by saying loser talk wouldn't be defending yourself or whatever Daron Payne did. I kind of applaud Daron Payne because he waited to the end of the drive for them to score the touchdown before he committed the penalty. But, yeah, somebody hit you, somebody says something disrespectful, they open the door to whatever you decide to do. Like, you can't just treat people that way. That's probably why we're at.
I disagree. I think they are where they are.
Because he's a loser that way.
Guys are putting themselves before the team. That's why you are where you are. To be clear, though, before we let you go, you're applauding him for punching a guy and getting ejected. That's what you're saying?
If Amon-Ra St. Brown is known for getting in little scuffles like this, right? They let it be done. So whatever he does, and like he said, I shouldn't have hit him in the face. Okay, and of course he's going to downplay it, but he opened the door for Daron Payne to hit him as hard as he wanted.
Sure, and get ejected.
Yeah, and then punishment.
And not be available for the rest of the game. You're applauding
that. But they both, whatever, it should be equal. They should have both been
ejected. Fine. Another conversation that I don't care about because I'm not in Detroit. But yes, if you're saying he should be fined, he should be flagged if you want to suspend him, cool. You're still applauding your best defensive player for getting kicked out of a game down by 21. That's fair?
But you shouldn't call him a loser.
No, I didn't call him a loser. I said it was loser talk for Javon Kinlaw to say he had no issue with Daron Payne's actions because Daron Payne was doing what had already been done to him.
And I will also say that I'm the one that said that. It's loser behavior to not react in the moment. Like in real time, somebody shoves you, you shove them back. They hit you, you hit them back. That's not great, but it's understandable. Waiting multiple plays later, after they score a touchdown, which you couldn't stop, you had very little resistance against that, it was more important to swing on Amon-Ra St. Brown minutes after the incident. That's losery. That's loser behavior. Javon Kinlaw, postgame, who also probably, by the way, should have been ejected after he's trash-talking after his own offsides penalty, makes contact with the ref, then saying, well, he hit him first. That's loser behavior. Those two guys behaved in a losery fashion. They're winners. They're in the NFL. They're better athletes than I am. That's not the measure. That's loser behavior.
You have way more leeway than I do if you're able to excuse him having hit Amon-Ra St. Brown if it happened right after St. Brown hit him. Because you are taught from day one in the National Football League that more often than not, the second guy gets penalized.
Yeah.
We've all heard that axiom 1 million times. You also know that if you throw a punch in a game, you will get kicked out. So the fact that this guy got away with it doesn't make it more likely for you to get away with it. In addition to getting kicked out, you know that if you throw a punch in a game, there is a good chance you could get suspended. And just like a high schooler, when I'm standing on the sideline in a high school game, there's two things you can't do. Hit someone and say a certain word on the field. If you do either of those things, you get kicked out. If you get kicked out, you can't play for three games. That's the rules. So you either are selfish and you do it and you miss a third of your high school season, or you just find a way to follow the rules. In this case, Deron Payne didn't. That's loser behavior. Mac Woodbridge, what's up?
Hey, Granddaddy. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it,
man. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate you,
thank
man.
Thank you, dude.
No problem. Hit that!
Hooray! Hit that! Hooray! Just enough time to get it. Perfect.
Appreciate that. I want to kind of break it down into two parts, if we can. I heard what the other caller said. So I kind of looked at it as, first, let's talk about the manhood issue, and I'm air-quoting that, where, you know, he's being challenged as a man where somebody hits you, and then you want to, you know, you want to respond, but then he's kind of pushed away by the official before he could respond immediately. Not saying I'm justifying it. It was completely wrong. Not saying that. But I'm just thinking that emotional piece, to me, can override what's going on in the brain sometimes, especially when they're frustrated with what's going on in the field. But then there's the football side, right? And as you explained, the rules clearly state you cannot punch somebody, period. But that should have been applied to St. Brown when he first punched him. And then he wouldn't even been there for him to respond. That's the part I don't understand and don't like, is why did the official not eject St. Brown for the punch?
I think that's a good take.
I'm with you on that. To me, he should even retrospectively right now be fined. Like, I understand you can't eject him from the game that already happened. I don't know why the official didn't do more in the moment.
I'm sure he'll get fined $50,000 or whatever.
And I think rightfully so. That happens. That should be a punishment. I think a lot of people could agree to that.
But that's where I'm saying there's two conversations. The first of which I think is totally understandable, is something should have happened to Amon-Ra St. Brown beyond a ref coming in and just separating them. Although it should be noted that that happens in the league all the time. The ref is always going to kind of run in and just, first rule of business is separate everybody. And then it's after that separation, they just kind of chalk everything up. It happens in hockey, too. Like, all right, boys are being boys. I got in there. It took me a little time. But now, from this moment forward, I've told you to knock it off. Now it's time to separate and go to your rooms. I know that you guys were shoving. Somebody escalated. Somebody did more than the other guy. It's over now, because I'm saying it's over now and I'm standing right here. That's the way the league works. That's the way officiating goes all the time. By the way, there's a C on your jersey, buddy. You're a captain. You're a leader. I expect more. I demand more. I ask of more out of my leaders. So the emotional response, which I think he's right about, the manhood issue, if you want to say that, which I think he's right about, when you're named a captain, when you are the leader of the defense that day, you need to act a little differently than a volatile back of the roster guy who might be able to do that without the same issue with the coaching staff. Travis and Brandywine, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
My whole take on it is that you're only mad, to be honest with you, because you're just tired of getting whooped up and down the field. You're tired of losing 5-6 games straight. And at that point, if we were winning, I don't even think he would have hit him back. At this point, it's like, come on, dude, we expect better of you. And there's no justification for the delayed reaction. I get the natural reflex if it happened in the moment, but it was premeditated only because you were losing. And I think the fans who want Amon-Ra's hand slapped, I get it, you know, from a certain perspective. But again, are we that bad and that much of in a bad place that we're just looking to win at something? Come on, man. We expect more of you. That's all I got.
Appreciate you, dude.
Let's go to Jim, who's in Virginia, wants to hop in on Grant and Danny. Jim, video shows Amon-Ra St. Brown hit Deron Payne first. Does it change how you feel at all about Washington's defensive tackles actions?
Absolutely not. I'm from Springfield, Virginia here. But, you know, I mean, look, I got two teenage sons, 15 and 18. They play high school football. And I'd go beyond his loser behavior. I think the guy's a loser. He's a professional athlete, well compensated, senior leader on the team. Expect more. I don't care about what St. Brown did. It doesn't, you know, if one of my kids goes out and punches somebody, you know, it's about you. What are you doing, right? I don't really care about the other guy.
This is my dad with my tests that I
was
going to
say. Is that DP?
There's also shades of, like, we've had these very serious conversations occasionally on the show where you and I are talking about, oftentimes terribly, it's like Joe Mixon hitting that woman in a bar or these things where we're going, you can't do it. You can't hit a female. You can't do that. It's like, well, what happened first? Or there's a little bit of that to this where, like, my paradigm in life is your actions are what I'm talking about. That's what that caller's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else did something first, and that's what everyone wants to jump on. And I'm going, okay, cool, not talking about that. What did you choose to do? And to your point, you had minutes where after this to cool off, to just do the normal thing, the normal reaction, the normal reasonable walk away, go back to the sideline and vent and, you know, kick the wall, do whatever you got to do. And you chose in the middle of the field, by the way, with nobody around you to hide you, to walk up and punch him, knowing there's a good chance you might get ejected, and you got ejected. I have no empathy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It reminded me of the scene in Dazed and Confused when the one nerd got embarrassed, and they're at the Moon Tower, and he waited and waited and waited and waited, and then went up and cheap-shotted Clint, the guy who said, I'm here to drink beer and fight. I'm almost out of beer, right? And he expected it to be broken up, and then he got his ass beat. You know what I mean? It reminded me of that, where he's just sitting there stewing on the bad thing that happened to him. Stewing and stewing and stewing and stewing and stewing. And then minutes later, came back and said, this is what's important to me. I can't be bothered to tackle Jahmyr Gibbs to prevent the touchdown. The job here is to try to win football games. It's not to get even with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Well, and I hate to use that analogy, but isn't there shades of that to you? Where we're sitting here going, what Daron Payne did, you can't do. And people are going, but. I mean, how many times have we had these type of topics over the years
100%.
On the show where it's like, obviously, my
this
view
is not,
on the world is not the same as a lot of people.
Well, but I'll comment on that for a second. There is a difference between you are out in the real world where there are no guardrails. There's no officials to separate you, right? In the football arena, you've got teammates, you've got pads, you've got protective gear, you've got rules in place, and everybody that steps outside, 15 yards. Real life isn't about 15 yards. Like, in real life, if you're fighting for self-defense or, you know, thinking about a million different circumstances, there are a whole different subset of rules. There's no NFL league to send me a letter that says I've been fined a certain amount. Like, justice system type stuff gets involved. And people conflate the two, and they want to bring one from one world. You hear someone, he's testing his manhood. It's a football game where the little guy is, like, trying to get in your ear and chirp you and okay, make you get you out of your element and trash-talking you. That's what you probably wouldn't do to somebody at Whole Foods.
The
you
team that commits penalties, that plays undisciplined football, had back-to-back plays where their highest-paid defensive players hit people with their fist, you know, touched them with their hand. And both probably should have been ejected, one was. And the response people are having is not that this egregiously bad, undisciplined, ridiculous defense where people are not assignment sound, doing their obligation and their job on any given play, probably was undisciplined, and that should be the takeaway. It's, well, he hit him first. I'm just not going to be able to get on board with that. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in on Grant and Danny. We will get into the Giants looking for a head coach and whether or not Cliff Kingsbury could end up being a factor in that search. This is The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deron only retaliated because the refs literally saw the first punch, you know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him for the way he reacted, you know? And tempers got to flying. I mean, it is what it is. It's a physical game. Shit happens. But on my end, I just got to be smarter in certain situations and protect the team.
I don't blame him for what happened, is what Javon Kinlaw said about Deron Payne getting ejected for punching a lion. I don't blame him for what happened. S happens. The 2025 Washington Commanders. S doesn't have to happen. Yes, defensively, you're not going to get any stops. That much we know.
But that could happen.
You could just walk to the sideline after giving up a third touchdown in three drives. It could go that way, right? That was Kinlaw after the game. Deron Payne posted a video to his Instagram account, Danny, showing that Amon-Ra St. Brown hit him first. We're asking if you care. Changes nothing for me.
I only care in the sense that I think St. Brown should be fined. And I care in the sense that it's an attempt to justify what was, you know, I mean, that's on the border of premeditated versus heat of the moment, right?
Here's why I lost my cool. I got hit first is different than he hadn't touched me and I went up to him and punched him in the head.
Yeah. And so I go, oh, okay. And now I see what happened. I care about that. But to me, again, it's minutes. This is the part that I care about so much. Minutes of real time go by, not just game time, right? It's 4 minutes, maybe almost five between the two moments where that actually happens. When you think of play clock starting and stopping, penalties being announced, line back up, we do it again, a touchdown happens. It is so whiny and small and petty and sour grapes. I understand it sucks that you got punched in the face without a call. That's bad. The league should say you're fine. And if that happens, I don't know if everyone's going to be satisfied. I would like that to happen. Pause. Let's go to the next paragraph. Separate issue. Please don't walk up to a guy after a touchdown and swing on him and get ejected correctly.
Well, I've already made the case that my annoyance and aggravation is with the caliber of the player and the fact that he was a captain in the game. I do think heavier lies the crown in that situation, and my job today is to motivate and show how we're conducting ourselves, how we're acting. So it looks worse when it's your captain. I believe that. But I also think part of what we're not talking enough about is when you're having this type of stretch defensively, when you've been, you know, you've given up 1,800 yards and you've given up 154 points in the negative over these four games or whatever, just have a little bit of shame, right? Like, feel a little bit of, I'm not going to make this worse and make the optics worse by punching a guy. We can't do anything right. He gets to talk to me right now. Hopefully there's a time later in this game where I get to talk to him. But right now, this isn't really about me getting the last laugh when we're on our way to giving up 154 over four games. I think the way the defense is played during this stretch complicates and makes this worse. Let's go to Rich in Virginia. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hey, guys. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Two first-time callers.
That's amazing today.
Already
two
today.
Two times.
What has gotten in the... Hello, Rich.
I appreciate you guys. So when I initially saw this, it reminded me, well, first of all, I mean, this just all goes back to the elementary school additive of two wrongs don't make a right. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, this exact same situation, well, similar situation played out with my 12-year-old. So he was at school. He tends to be a little bit bigger than all the other kids in his class. And his best friend is half his size. So there was a kid that was messing with his best friend. He hit his best friend. My son, therefore, in reaction, grabbed the kid by the shoulder, turned him around, punched him in the stomach. The kid tries to walk off, in my eyes, trying to defuse the situation. My son turns him back around to punch him again, and the kid punches my kid. So when he's telling us about this, I equate his reaction to what all the way the fans are reacting right now. He told us this story, and I think his initial expectation was that we were going to be like, oh, well, why the heck did that kid punch you in the face? That's horrible.
Right. You're defending yourself. Who's Amon-Ra St. Brown here, and who's Deron Payne?
I'm trying to figure out which kid was which.
I think his kid is Deron Payne.
So the initial action to rescue your friend is noble, and that comes from a very good place. Then we go to another spot.
Let's go to Rainer in Maryland. Hello, Rainer. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, bud.
This is my first time calling as well, but I listen to you guys all the time.
Really appreciate
are
that.
You?
Jim Zorn's exhausted.
I mean, Jim's going to have to take a nap.
He hadn't worked that hard in a long time. Hadn't worked anywhere in a long time, right?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, so, I mean, I have two things. First of all, it's all about emotional intelligence. We're there to do a job, first of all. You know, like, they probably had no issues off the field or anything like that. This all had to deal with the game. And I always look back at the caliber of players. The best caliber of players have emotional intelligence. Jaden Daniels, for instance, Tom Brady. We can name a few. Even back in the day, Art Monk. You know, they prove it on the field. You know, your team is down. You're struggling. And I just feel like you're there to do a job. And prove it in your playing. Just show up at least for your team instead of making selfish decisions. I believe in 100% what you guys are saying. And second off, I just have to say this. Punching someone is pointless in football because he has on a helmet. If I see this one more time.
It is insane. But look, it's the last thing you're thinking about, right? Because you're in the heat of the battle, in the middle of the game. It's not like the guy's going to take his bucket off. In hockey, you ask him, you want to go? He says, yes. You drop your helmets, you drop your gloves, and we square off. That isn't the way it works in football. So you either punch him in the helmet or you don't punch him. Now, obviously, you should not punch him. But people always say that, like, I can't believe these guys hit guys in the helmets. It's like, well, yeah, did they hit someone? Then they're going to hit him in the helmet because they're wearing a helmet. You're not taking the helmet off. That's not happening. But yes, is there a point to it? No. Are you going to potentially break something? Yes. Also, you're outside your mind. You're not thinking clearly. Yep. If you were, you probably wouldn't have been punching him to begin with. All right, let's get into the Giants trying to find a coach. They fired Brian Daboll, and is Cliff Kingsbury actually a candidate? I think people will be surprised how high he is on the odds list to get that job. We'll get into that next on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.